paper bag has just been used in the last 35 or 40 years.
I see. Well, now, what if it's made of cloth?
What is what?
What if the same kind of thing, is made of cloth? What would it be called?
You would refer to it as a cloth bag or a cloth sack.
Either one. In
either
case,
one, yes. Uh-huh.
Interchangeable.
Yeah.
With sack being the older word.
Sack would be the older word. Uh-huh.
Well, now, what if it's a larger container used for quite a few potatoes, we'll say? Very substantial.
Yeah.
Maybe even bushel.
Oh, that they put potatoes in? We call them gunny sacks.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of that, sure.
Yeah, they were made of, I kid Jack Liefeld over here, my clothing. Some of the clothing that you use, I'll say they just look like they're made out of a gunny sack to me, which they do. But that's what they were. It was a material that was not very closely woven.
Yeah.
And kind of sticky. I'd hate to wear one of them.
Yeah.
Make you scratch.
Yeah, it surely would. Well, still along the same line, a container for flour or meal. Your dad is in a grocery business.
Yeah, we refer to them as flour bags.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if it's wooden, what do you call that? Substantial.
Oh, a barrel. We call them a barrel or refer to them as a keg.
A lot of time.
I think a keg was a smaller barrel. It was usually about this high and not so big around.
That's my notion of it.
Yeah, and then the barrel was usually a 50-gallon container.
Mm-hmm.
Where the smaller keg for pickles and things like that was maybe a 20-gallon or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Was the word that you heard or used for the amount of wood that a person can carry in his arms at one time, say?
Oh, I've heard people say an armload of wood.
Mm-hmm. An armful?
An armload would be all you can get in your arm, or an armful, either one would be.
Ever hear of turn?
No.
Turn's not in it.
No.
That's not quite funny. How about a partial load? I know you know this. How about a partial load for a wagon? What do you call it? I've got to go over and get a little something of coal.
A little jag of coal? Yeah.
Have you heard that used much lately?
Not a whole lot, but I have. In the past, I expect the past couple of years, I've heard it used. I got to go get a jag of coal or a small load of coal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you do the washing, laundry, take the clothes out, and you put them in a...
Rinse them. Wring them.
Yeah, and after you've got the whole job done, you put them in the container to carry them upstairs.
Clothes basket.
Pardon me?
Put it in a clothes basket.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this is changing things just a little bit. I'm going to wind up here in just a minute. But you're interested in music, and that's good. How about this common musical instrument that's blown?
French harp. Mm-hmm. See, what is that another name? Harmonica.
Harmonica?
Yeah.
French harp?
French harp or harmonica.
Now, you were speaking of an organ a while ago. Is the term organ ever applied to the French harp or the harmonica?
No.
Mouth organ, say?
No.
I see.
No, the mouth organ is the harmonica or the French harp.
But nevertheless, it's French harp that's the word.
When I was a kid, you always referred them to as a harmonica or a French harp.
And how about the one that's plucked?
They call that a juice harp, I believe. Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
Juice was the way it was pronounced, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not juice, but juice.
That's right. Juice harp. Uh-huh. I know my father's brother, he wasn't very musical. And,